Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 8 of Judges chapter 7. So the 300 men took the people's provisions and their trumpets into their hands, and Gideon sent all the other men of Israel, each to his tent, but retained the 300 men, and the camp of Midian was below him in the valley. Now the same night it came about that the Lord said to him, "Arise, go down against the camp, for I have given it into your hands. But if you are afraid to go down, go with Purah, your servant, down to the camp, and you will hear what they say, and afterward your hands will be strengthened, that you may go down against the camp." So he went with Purah, his servant, down to the outpost of the army that was in the camp. Now the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the sons of the east were lying in the valley as numerous as locusts, and their camels were without number, as numerous as the sand on the seashore. When Gideon came, behold, a man was relating a dream to his friend. And he said, "Behold, I had a dream. A loaf of barley bread was tumbling into the camp of Midian, and it came to the tent and struck it so that it fell, and turned it upside down so that the tent lay flat." His friend replied, "This is nothing less than the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. God has given Midian and all the camp into his hand." When Gideon heard the account of the dream and its interpretation, he bowed in worship. He returned to the camp of Israel and said, "Arise, for the Lord has given the camp of Midian into your hands."
As inhabitants of a fallen world, we often face heartache, intimidation, and seemingly insurmountable obstacles. But as children of God, saved and secure in Jesus, those of us who are believers are never beyond the reach of the Lord's encouragement. Sometimes it comes through Scripture or the timely words of a fellow believer, but God can also use circumstances to raise our spirits and increase our trust in Him. This is exactly what the Lord did for Gideon, who was undoubtedly feeling anxious about taking just 300 men to fight against the mighty Midianite army. God strategically positioned Gideon to overhear an enemy soldier recounting a frightful dream about being defeated by the Israelites. This unlikely circumstance assured Gideon that the Lord was at work in this daunting situation and would give them the victory. God graciously used that incident to strengthen one man's confidence in Him, and He encourages His children in similar ways today. The unexpected, hopeful circumstances that show up in our darkest moments are not accidents, but precious assurance builders from the Lord. When we remember past evidence of His faithfulness, we can boldly face the future, knowing that God is always with us.